Tonight, as the U.S. celebrates the Thanksgiving holiday, millions are on the move in numbers that nearly rival pre-pandemic crowds. The weather mostly cooperating, but what's in store for the return home? Rob Marciano is standing by to time it all out. The new details from the Walmart shooting, a survivor who had started working on the overnight shift just 5 days ago, reveals what she says the gunman told her while pointing a gun directly at her. How she managed to get out alive. President Biden renewing his call for an assault weapons ban after the recent spate of violence from Virginia to Colorado Springs. The deepening mystery in Mexico. An American dies under suspicious circumstances. Now an arrest warrant is issued. What we're learning tonight. The race to survive in Ukraine as Russia steps up attacks. New strikes targeting a recently liberated city in the south. Major cities plunged into darkness. Millions now in survival mode. Without electricity, many are searching for clean water. Our Marcus Moore tonight from Kyiv. Workers and Chinese police clash over COVID restrictions and pay at Apple's biggest iPhone factory. What the dispute could mean for the international supply chain. The dramatic rescue on a pond in Illinois. Officers raced to save a boy who'd gone under the ice to retrieve a ball. The Black Friday sales starting now with fears of inflation. What you need to know to save big this holiday shopping season. The new up-close photos of the surface of the moon, a preview of what's ahead as Americans get ready for a return visit. And our America Strong, the quiet acts of charity as Americans reach out to celebrate the true meaning of the holiday.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on this busy holiday. I'm Lindsay Davis in for David. Happy Thanksgiving. Americans are gathering across the country, celebrating and giving thanks with family and friends as the holiday season officially kicks off. More than 3 million people line the streets here in New York to carry out one tradition that dates back nearly a century, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And in Philadelphia, the oldest Thanksgiving Day Parade in the country that started back in 1920, made its way through the city streets. The first family is spending the holiday in Nantucket, where President and Mrs. Biden and their grandchildren paid a visit to a local firehouse to deliver pumpkin pies to first responders. The first couple also made phone calls to military personnel. Earlier today, travelers across the country packed into airports. The TSA says since Sunday, it screened more than 9.5 million flyers. 49 million people are expected to hit the roads this holiday. All of those numbers are close to pre-pandemic levels. ABC's Elwin Lopez leads us off tonight from Atlanta.
Tonight, holiday air travel soaring back to near pre-pandemic levels.
I knew it would be the busiest, but I still have to make the trip.
Wednesday, the busiest of the season so far. FlightAware showing the crowded skies from 6 a.m. to noon. Planes swarming from coast to coast. TSA screening more than 9.5 million passengers since Sunday.
When it comes to Thanksgiving holiday travel, Houston airports has seen a larger crowd than it did in 2019.
So far, major airlines only seeing 4 flights canceled, United zero. But for some, trying to avoid that travel crunch by flying Thanksgiving Day didn't go as planned.
It was actually pretty bad because it was delayed for like hours.
And it's not just the skies. Nearly 49 million Americans are hitting the roads despite record-breaking costs at the pump. Gas prices are the highest we've ever seen for Thanksgiving.
I filled up my car, I think, before I came up here. It was $5.40-something.
Experts say they're seeing a new trend this year. People spreading out their travel plans due to remote work, including Manisha, who drove more than 5 hours from Boston to Philadelphia.
It is because of the remote work, I would say. Like, because we've adapted to being able to work from home.
And Lindsay, here at the Atlanta airport, we're expecting more than 2.5 million passengers over this busy holiday week. But that travel rush back home might be impacted as storms move through this weekend. Lindsay?
Potentially some delays on the return home. Elwin, thank you. Tonight, millions are bracing for that change in the weather as we head into the weekend. Let's get straight to ABC senior meteorologist Rob Marciano, who's keeping an eye on what's in store. What can we expect, Rob?
Well, Lindsay, we have two distinct systems that will be following each other across really the eastern three quarters of the country. Today, southeast Texas getting it the worst with over 5 inches of rainfall south of Houston. Flash flood warnings there. You can see the radar still active between Houston and Beaumont along I-10, also northeastern Louisiana. That'll push off towards the east during the day tomorrow, and the entire east coast will get some rain. On the heels of that storm is a more powerful one coming to the same spots, Dallas, Houston, Oklahoma, maybe Little Rock getting a little more action, and this will get into the northeast for a rainy and difficult travel day as we wrap up the holiday weekend. Lindsay?
Maybe slow going, Rob. Thank you. We turn now to the deadly rampage at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, where six families are now spending the holiday without loved ones after a gunman opened fire on night shift workers. And tonight, one of the survivors is speaking out about her harrowing escape and what she says the alleged gunman told her. ABC's Jay O'Brien has the latest.
Tonight, the FBI searching the home of the night manager they say opened fire on his colleagues at a Virginia Walmart, killing at least six. As we hear from survivor Jesse Wilcheski, who says the shooter was hunting for targets. She hid under a table in that break room and believes she was spared because she was new.
He had the gun pointed at me. And then he went like this and put the gun up. And then he just looked at me and said, Jesse, go home.
Why do you think he told you to leave?
I don't know. I don't know. I had only been there 5 days.
The mother of a 15-month-old boy reliving the horror.
Even when I sleep, like, it still plays bits and pieces. So I can't run away from it. Like, I had to sit there on the floor and in front of me watch my coworker have her last moments.
The city of Chesapeake identifying the victims as Lorenzo Gamble, Brian Pendleton, Kelly Pyle, Randall Blevins, and Tynika Johnson. The name of a sixth victim has not been released because he's just 16 years old. Brian Pendleton's family says he worked at the store for nearly 11 years as a custodian. He was going to turn 39 next week. The rampage also leaving at least seven injured, two remain in critical condition. And tonight, the motive remains a mystery. Investigators still trying to determine why the suspect, Andre Bing, allegedly fired on his co-workers Tuesday night. Police say Bing used a pistol and wasn't wearing a ballistic vest or body armor. He died at the scene of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. This new video filmed years ago by a coworker showing Bing working in the store. Fellow Walmart employees described him as a loner who sometimes clashed with colleagues, but they say they never expected him to be violent. Tonight, Wilcheski with a message for the families grieving the loss of their loved ones.
I stayed behind for the people that were in there. And already shot, and I didn't let their loved ones that they missed today have their last moments by themselves.
Perhaps some semblance of comfort. Jay O'Brien joins us live tonight. Jay, we know that Walmart is trying to help those families and the community at large. Tell us about the Thanksgiving dinner they have planned and what the store is doing beyond that.
Yeah, Lindsay, they're offering those meals and counseling sessions. We saw whole families go in there together today for help. Others tell us they're still shell-shocked. They do not want to go back to that store. A sign of the kind of mark a shooting like this is leaving on more and more cities across the country. Lindsay.
Jay, thank you. The recent mass shootings are causing President Biden to once again call for a ban on assault weapons, saying he will try despite the odds. Today, he and the First Lady called the owners of Club Q in Colorado Springs, where five people were killed over the weekend. They offered their condolences, and then he addressed the press, specifically singling out weapons like the semi-automatic handgun used in Virginia.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. Just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None. Not a single solitary rationale for it except profit for the gun manufacturer.
The last federal assault weapons ban was signed into law by President Clinton and expired in 2004. We turn now to the mysterious death of an American in Mexico. An arrest warrant has now been issued in the death of 25-year-old Chanquella Robinson. Last month, she went on vacation with six of her friends. Now the FBI is involved in the investigation, and Robinson's family is demanding answers. Here's ABC's Victor Oquendo.
Tonight, authorities in Mexico issuing an arrest warrant in the mysterious death of 25-year-old American tourist Chanquella Robinson, Local officials have not yet named the person, but they're calling them a direct aggressor against the Charlotte native and have initiated a request for extradition from the United States. In video that is too graphic to show, one of Robinson's acquaintances can be seen physically attacking her inside the room of the Cabo resort where they were vacationing last month. According to local reports, on October 29th, one of the guests staying at the resort called for help around 2 p.m. Upon arriving, medical professionals were informed that Robinson had drunk a lot of alcohol. A doctor reportedly said she was stable but dehydrated, suggesting she may be treated at a hospital, the guests insisting she remain at the villa. A police report stating Robinson went into cardiac arrest and was declared deceased around 6 p.m. But those reports differing from an autopsy obtained by ABC News stating that medical professionals arrived at the villa around 3 p.m. and declared her dead within 15 minutes, citing that Robinson died from a severe spinal cord injury and a dislocated neck.
But this to happen to her is just terrible, you know. I just couldn't believe it. It's like I'm still asleep, like a nightmare.
And after learning about the warrant, Robinson's mother telling ABC News that they have been waiting for someone to finally be held accountable and arrested, and that she just can't wait for justice to be served. The FBI is also conducting their own investigation. Lindsay?
Her family says all they can do now is fight for her memory. Victor, thank you. Tonight, the race is on to restore power to much of Ukraine. Russia's bombardment has left major cities mostly in the dark. The satellite image of Europe shows the extent of the blackout where Ukraine is plunged into darkness. Residents are now without the basic necessities, including clean water. ABC's Marcus Moore reports tonight from Kyiv.
Tonight, a new barrage of Russian missiles slamming recently liberated Kherson in southern Ukraine. At least four people killed as the urgent race to restore power continues in major cities across the country. Doctors in Kyiv forced to perform life-saving heart surgery on a child using flashlights, saying the bombings will not stop them. And tonight we met Alina Frolova and her 11-year-old daughter Krista. They're making do in a 17th floor apartment with a camping gas stove in the kitchen, flashlights and candles. While her father fights on the front line, Krista helps her mother, who has a broken leg, with daily chores.
Cooking, cleaning.
You go to the shop for your mom and you clean up around the house for her. You're a good daughter.
They admit life without power and running water has been hard. But Alina says they will not leave Ukraine, no matter how many times Russia strikes. Across the country, residents lining up for the bare necessities, including clean water. Since early October, Russia launching hundreds of missiles targeting Ukraine's power grid, and Wednesday's barrage knocking all of the country's nuclear power plants offline for the first time. Tonight, President Zelensky calling it energy terror, saying only the liberation of our land can protect Ukraine from Russia.
Lindsay, there are reports of new airstrikes tonight in Zaporizhia as officials work to restore power across the country. And 50% of the power grid is back online tonight. Lindsay.
Marcus Moore in Kyiv for us. Thank you. Next tonight, China is expanding COVID lockdowns as infections there are on the rise. The move comes as protesters clash with police over pandemic restrictions and pay disputes at Apple's biggest iPhone factory in the world. Some workers are angry about the conditions at the plant, claiming that they are being forced to share dorms with infected coworkers. Here's ABC's Lama Hassan.
Protests breaking out at Foxconn's flagship iPhone plant in Zhengzhou, China. The biggest iPhone factory in the world with 200,000 employees. Dramatic video showing hundreds of workers clashing with police in hazmat suits, smashing surveillance cameras, throwing metal barriers and poles at police. Angry because of disputes over a delay in unpaid bonuses and strict quarantine COVID lockdown protocols following a sharp rise in cases in China. Daily cases hitting a record high today since the pandemic began. The plant has been in lockdown for 4 weeks, allowing factory workers to operate in a closed-loop bubble where they live on-site to stop the virus from spreading. Some complaining about the conditions, saying they have been forced to share dorms with colleagues who contracted COVID. Foxconn calling those claims untrue and releasing a statement apologizing for what it called an input error in the computer system, adding they're doing their best to actively solve the concerns.
Lindsay, this dispute has a domino effect because the factory churns out the majority of the latest generation Apple handsets, including the new iPhone 14 Pro. Now, the company is warning of delays in shipments ahead of the holiday season. Lindsay.
Lama, thank you. As millions of Americans are finishing up their turkey tonight, retailers are hoping for a boom in sales tomorrow. The National Retail Federation projects holiday shopping sales will grow as much as 8% over last year. But with inflation concerns, many families are tightening their belts. Here's ABC's Zareen Shah with where you can find the best deals to save money.
With inflation concerns top of mind for so many families, tonight retailers offering deep discounts in pre-Black Friday sales and hoping to clear out overstock inventory from supply chain delays.
What we're seeing is a Black November, you know, where the sales start very early because we have so much inventory.
Samsung offering this top-of-the-line smart TV for $700 off. Sonos offering their portable speaker 20% off. For the home, Target has iRobot's Roomba vacuums $120 off. And Macy's has slashed their Ninja blender from $159 to $99. For the kids and grandkids, Amazon selling this Schwinn Roadster tricycle nearly half off. And more than 100 off this Lenovo 13-inch laptop, down to $309. With major stores like Walmart, Kohl's, and Dick's Sporting Goods staying closed this Thanksgiving, many instead offering big savings online. Kohl's has 15% off site-wide and free shipping when you spend $25 or more. And Walmart is offering this Nintendo Switch for $100 off.
And most of the big stores are closed today. Retail analysts say it's because of the worker shortage, and companies just got a lot better at selling online. But you can bet that shopping centers like this one are going to look a lot busier starting tomorrow. Lindsay?
$100 off a Nintendo Switch. If you could pick one of those up for me, Zoreen, I'd be especially grateful. All right, thanks to you and happy Thanksgiving.
We'll try.
There is still much more ahead on World News tonight. The heart-stomping moment Illinois police officers braved dangerously cold water to save a 9-year-old boy in a frozen pond.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt
the cartridge.
What were you thinking in that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
Next tonight, a daring and dramatic pond rescue outside of Chicago. Two Aurora police officers saved a 9-year-old boy after he fell through the ice into dangerously cold water on Wednesday while trying to retrieve a ball. They also rescued his mother, who jumped into the pond to try to save her son. Fortunately, everyone's okay. Donald Trump is facing a new lawsuit from the writer who accused him of rape. E. Jean Carroll is suing the former president under a New York new state law, which took effect today. It allows victims of sexual violence to sue over attacks that took place decades ago. Trump has denied the rape accusation, which Carroll says occurred in 1995 or 1996. It's her second lawsuit against Trump. To the index now, and a consumer alert. Ford is recalling more than 500,000 SUVs in the U.S. over fire risks caused by cracked fuel injectors. The recall covers Bronco Sport and Escape Sport utility vehicle models from 2020 through 2023. The automaker is offering software updates that will alert owners. At least 20 incidents have been reported. NASA has released stunning new views of the moon's bumpy surface. Orion, an uncrewed spacecraft, captured the new images during a recent flyby. The spacecraft came within 80 miles of the lunar surface during a maneuver. Orion is part of the Artemis mission to send humans back to the moon. And the tradition lives on. Jamal Hinton and Wanda Dench share their seventh Thanksgiving meal together today. It all started back in 2016 when Dench accidentally texted the high school senior about his plans, believing that he was her grandson. Hinton asked if he could come to dinner anyway, and she said yes. Now Netflix is actually planning to make a movie about their friendship. Finally tonight, celebrating the holiday by giving back. Tonight on this Thanksgiving, in every corner of the country, Americans are giving thanks and giving back. In Uvalde, Texas, at this year's annual free Thanksgiving meal for those in need called Love Ya Uvalde, the families of some of the children who lost their lives at Robb Elementary are in the kitchen and on the serving line.
It's hard not seeing her here. Very hard.
Javier Cazares lost his 9-year-old daughter, Jacqueline.
We can't stop doing this. Here we are, one more year.
Eliana Garcia was just days away from celebrating her 10th birthday. She wanted to become a teacher one day. Her father, Stephen.
Very important for everybody to really cherish those moments, you know, of togetherness with the families, loved ones, and, you know, friends and everything like that. So.
In Coleman, Alabama, a group of friends at their annual Friendsgiving breakfast this year at the Waffle House. They each bring $100 and whatever's left over they give to their waitress. This year's tip, $1,125.25. Kristen Allen on why they do it.
We want to do what we can, and we know that sometimes even just a little bit of help can make a huge difference in people's lives.
Kim Graves, too.
There's power in numbers. If multitudes of people do the same thing, it makes a much bigger impact.
And they're not alone. Here in New York, Jeremiah Nunez helping to hand out free turkeys. In Los Angeles, the LA Mission serving hundreds of Thanksgiving meals to the homeless. While back in Alabama, Tanya Ragsdale with that group of friends and their message to us all.
We just want to wish all of you that are out there serving, whether that's in a hospital, whether it's at a restaurant, or if it's serving our country, we just want to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It's been said the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Lindsay Davis in New York. Happy Thanksgiving and good night.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag and you felt
the cartridge.
What were you thinking at that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.